their cabin up there, getting some rest and some relaxation. And so be in prayer for them. Continue to pray for Miss Tina as well, that the Lord will take care of her and that they'll be able to get the care that she needs. And so praying for them, definitely praying for them tonight. It's good to see everyone tonight. Aren't you glad that the water's all gone? It dried up fast. It dries up fast here. Let's take our Bibles. Let's turn to Job. Job chapter 1. And if you're able to stand as we read God's word tonight, Job chapter 1. Job chapter 1. We're going to begin reading just a few verses there in chapter 1. And then we'll examine others as we go through our text tonight. But Job chapter 1, beginning reading in verse number 6. So God says, "Now there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan came also among them. And the Lord said unto Satan, Whence comest thou? Then Satan answered the Lord and said, From going to and fro in the earth, and from walking up and down in it. And the Lord said unto Satan, Hast thou considered my servant Job? That there is none like him in the earth, a perfect and an upright man, one that feareth God and escheweth evil. Then Satan answered the Lord and said, Doth Job fear God for naught? Hast not thou made a hedge about him and about his house and about all that he hath on every side? Thou hast blessed the work of his hands, and his substance is increased in the land. But put forth thy hand now and touch all that he hath, and he will curse thee to thy face. The Lord said unto Satan, Behold, all that he hath is in thy power. Only upon himself put not forth thine hand. So Satan went forth from the presence of the Lord." Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Lord Jesus, thank you so much for this beautiful day. We are thankful for the opportunity we have to meet in your house tonight, to study your word, to look into it tonight. We look forward to what you can teach us from your word tonight. We pray for those that our heart is a burden for, and we just pray that you would be with them. Be with our missionaries tonight as well. Help them as they minister in their respective places where you've called them to be. Lord, we love our missionaries. We're so thankful for them. Pray that you bless our services tonight. Ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much for standing. You may be seated. Now, looking tonight, the title for tonight's message is Righteous Trash Talk. Righteous Trash Talk. You have a conversation that takes place between two individuals, between the Lord and Satan. And the focus is on a man named Job. And Job is one of the heroes of the Bible. We could put it that way. He was a great man, but he was great because he served God with all his might. We can see there in our text, that verse number 8, that there was none like him in the earth. And he really did serve the Lord. In verse number 9, we can see that even Satan recognized that Job served the Lord. Doth Job fear God for not? I mean, he served the Lord. He was a great man of God in both persons' viewpoint, and they really did serve, and they recognized that. And because of his faithful service, God had placed a hedge of protection about Job so that Satan couldn't touch him. He was in a true sense, he was invincible. Nothing could harm him, nothing could harm his family, nothing could harm his endeavors, nothing could harm his health, because God had literally put a protection around him so that Satan had no way to attack him. Satan had no way to tempt him. Satan had no way to touch his family in any way. And so Satan recognized that he was a man that God had great importance in his life. Because of this hedge of protection, Satan could not do anything to him. And so Satan thought that Job could be persuaded to turn him from God and turn him away from his service to the Lord. You know, it's really easy, as we introduce this tonight, you know, it's really easy to serve God and to be faithful when the hedge is around. We would take our teenagers and take them to youth camp, and while you're at youth camp, it's really easy to be spiritual at youth camp. I mean, you have preaching in the morning, you have Bible studies in the morning, you have activities in the afternoon, but generally speaking, certainly there are lost teenagers there, but generally speaking, it's in a Christian atmosphere, and they don't have access to telephones, they don't have access to any of those kind of things, and you have church services at night, and you have devotions in your dorm. So they're inundated and surrounded by the Word of God. So it's really easy for a teenager to be spiritual that week at camp, because he literally has a hedge of spiritualism around him. Not that they couldn't sin or do things wrong, but in that sense, it's easy to be so in that way. But as soon as they go home and they get back into the world and get back into their places where they have access to the internet, they have access to their phones, they have access to lost family members going to school or just in their area, it's a lot harder then to be a Christian to serve the Lord. And so Job here was a great man of God, yes, and he is a hero of the Word of God, but Satan makes a great question there, and we really ought to consider what Satan says there in the text. Verse number 9, he says, "Doth Job fear God for naught?" The word "not" there means for nothing, for literally for nothing, or for taking everything into granting. Really here, Job is asking, or Satan is asking for Job, it's really easy for Job to serve the Lord because Job is facing no difficulties, because Job is facing no attack, because Job is facing no hardships. He's not facing any trials. He's not facing any testing. He's not facing any tragedies. He's not facing any issues. He's living a life that is extremely blessed by God. He's living a life that is really up on the mountaintop. You can look down to verse number 10. "Hast thou not made a hedge about him and about his house and about all that he hath on every side? Thou hast blessed the work of his hands, and his substance is increased in the land." I mean, it's really easy, Satan is saying here to the Lord. I mean, you want to give lauds and say, "Man, Job is such a great guy. And man, he can just look at my servant Job, how he eschews evil and he serves the Lord." But Satan is really going to throw it out there that, you know, it's really easy for Job to serve the Lord because he's not facing any difficulty. He has all the finances he could ever do. He has all of the transportation. He has all the houses. He already had lots of kids, so that was a blessing by the Lord as well. So he has everything. I mean, how hard can it be to serve the Lord when your bank account is full and you have nice vehicles? For him, it was camels, but he had nice camels. And he had everything. He could sit in his chair and look around and see all the blessings of God and praise the Lord for the blessings of God. We desire the blessings of God, but it's really easy, Job, for a man to serve the Lord when he has everything. He's not facing any trials. He's not facing any difficulties, or there hasn't been any tragedies in his life. Satan's thinking, I can't even get close to him. There's this hedge of protection around him, and there's such a blessing upon him. It's super easy for him to do so. We always look to preacher's kids, and I've been a preacher's kid. I've been a missionary kid. I've been an evangelist kid. I've been a military kid. If there's a type of kid, I've been it. And there's always this expectation on preacher's kids. Pastor's kids always have this level of expectation. Missionary kids as well. There's this level of expectation of them that everyone else in churches can have all these other kids, but preacher's kids are always held to a higher elevation. Deacon's kids are always held to a higher elevation. And really, in a sense, it could be easier for them. Why? Because their dad's the pastor. He's the deacon. But what about when it's hard? What about when life is hard? And so Job asked this question of God. Doth Job so serve God for naught? I mean, it's easy for him to do so. How hard can it be to serve the Lord when he faces no difficulty? How hard can it be for him to tithe when his bank account is completely full? You filled it up. It's easy for him to tithe. He's not having to make a decision. It's easy to give to missions when everything is taken care of. It's easy to be faithful to church when there's no troubles there. There's no trials. So he asks a very important question. So then he makes a statement. He puts a challenge forth to God. Verse number 11, "But put forth thy hand now and touch all that he hath, and he will curse thee to thy face." This word here, curse here, in this context and here in Job, it's an interesting phrase here. It literally means to bless. But it means to bless in a sarcastic way. It means to bless as in you're giving up on someone. Have you ever wanted somebody to leave your house and you're like, "Well, bless you, brother. I want you to have a good night." I want you to understand what Satan is saying here. Satan is saying that if you took everything away from him, he serves you now because it's easy for him to do so. It's easy for him to do so. Everything's taken care of. His life is blessed beyond measure. He has nothing to worry about. He has his hedge of protection. But as soon as you take this hedge away from him, as soon as you take the blessings away from him, he'll look you in the eye and ditch you as fast as he possibly can. This is what this word "to curse" literally means. It means to go to the Lord and say, "Well, bless you, Lord, but look what you did to me, I'm out." And really, when you read the question, you read the statement that Satan made, it really speaks to this. I've seen it happen before. It'll happen to Job because it's happened to lots of other Christians.
The Lord has blessed them beyond measure, but as soon as you put some trials in their life, as soon as you put some testing in their life, as soon as you give them some trials, some testing, some tragedy, some decisions to make, some difficulties in their life, as soon as it seems like life gets hard, all of a sudden faithfulness suffers. All of a sudden Bible reading suffers. Well, Lord, if you're going to treat me like that, well, thank you, Lord, but I'm out. This is what it means here to curse God. It means to say thank you, but no thanks. Thank you, but I'm out. If that's the way I'm going to be treated, then I'm out of here. If that's the way that you're going to talk to me, or if that's the way that you're going to help me. And Satan truly believed that as soon as you took that away from Job, he completely misdiagnosed Job's personal character. But I believe he made this statement to God because he had seen it so many other times in so many other Christians' lives. Well, there's been other Christians that have been blessed by you, but as soon as some trials took place in their life, they turned from you. As soon as other trials took place in their life, they turned from your church. As soon as they chose to allow themselves to be offended, they left and they said no more. And they did these things before. You see, it's really easy to serve God and be faithful to Him when the hedges around, it's nothing to be perfect. This word perfect means to be mature, to be complete, to be mature in your life. It's easy to eschew evil when one is blessed on every single side. It's easy to say, no, I'm not gonna work on Sunday because I'm so blessed all the rest of the weeks. But what happens when there's a decision? Do I work on Sunday or do I keep my job? Then all of a sudden it becomes a harder decision for Christians in their life. But it's easy. It's easy to do those things. And Satan will try to attack to prove God to God that his people aren't really as perfect as they seem here. Satan was challenging God. I know this is what you say about Satan, but I've seen lots of other Christians that I've attacked before. I've put lots of other trials and testings in other Christians' lives before, and they've all done the same thing. And I think, Lord, if you let me attack Job, I bet you he'll do the same thing. He'll give up on you. The first opportunity he has, he'll curse you and leave. This is what it literally means. It means to bless, to bid farewell. As so many in his life do, you look all the way over to the next text there, chapter 2, all the way down to verse number 9 of chapter 2. And then said his wife unto him, dost thou still retain thy integrity? Curse God and die. She even had already in her own life spiritually done the same thing. She faced the same trials that Job did, yet she did what she wanted her husband also to do. Here it was. And it's easy, it's really truly easy, we can make the application today in our churches today. It's really easy for a church to quote unquote be on fire when they're on the mountaintop. It's easy to serve God when we're on the mountaintop. It's easy for a church to serve God when it's on the mountaintop. I mean, it's easy, but when they're in the mountaintop, there's nothing hard, but it's nothing to serve Him then. But what about when God removes the hedge? And what about when God removes the blessings from the work? There are times when we have to go through trials and testing. Here, Job didn't sin. These were not judgments of correction upon Job. These were testings. These were trials. These were something that God wanted to allow Job to make even stronger, to be even greater blessing in his life. But Satan thought, Job will do just like lots of other Christians will do. He'll curse you, God. He'll curse you to your face. He'll bow before you and say, Lord, thank you, but I'm out. If you're going to treat me like this, I'm out. So verse number 12. Lord said unto Satan, behold, all that he hath is in thy power. Only upon himself put not forth thine hand. So Satan went forth from the presence of the Lord. I can just imagine he went away. This is going to be fun. How many of y'all have ever had a younger sibling? A couple of y'all. How many of you are the oldest child? All right. If you've been the oldest child, you've done this before. You're going to prank the younger child. I was the middle kid, so I got it from both ends. So I have a thicker skin than most people do. But I can just imagine, Satan went away. I mean, he was ready to go. Here it is. I can't wait to prove the Lord wrong. I can't wait to prove the real character of his Christian. Job isn't going to be as strong as God thinks he is. I know God says he's perfect and he's upright. He eschews evil, but he lives. But let's see. I can't wait to show him when real life hits Job's life. Let's see what happens.
So three ways tonight, three places that Satan believes he can get the Christian to curse God and leave. There's three places. And I believe he still does the exact same three today. Christians today face the same problems that Job did, the same trials. First of all, Satan attacked his livelihood. Look to verse number 14. And there came a messenger unto Job and said, "The oxen were plowing and the asses feeding beside them, and the Sabaeans fell upon them and took them away. Yea, they have slain the servants with the edge of the sword, and I only am escaped alone to tell thee." Man, what a coincidence that was. Only one guy escaped. He began to attack his livelihood. One person said, the greatest strain on a marriage, finances. The greatest strain on a relationship is finances. You know, it's really easy. It's really easy when you look to your bank account and it has more zeros behind a number than it does in front of a number. Y'all remember? I remember being in Bible college and I looked at my bank account and there was 0.00. I've been to those times. It's easy to serve the Lord when we have everything we need. It's easy to serve the Lord when all the income is there. I mean, think about it. They took his cattle away. That was his source of income. And he took his sheep away. That's his sustenance and his clothing, his materials. He took away his camels and his transportation. He took all of those things away. We know Philippians 4:19, but my God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory. But we got to be honest, Christians. Isn't it easy to serve the Lord when we have a really reliable car in the garage and it's full of a tank of gas? It's easy. It's easy. We had a man named Oscar in Argentina. He's in his 70s. He lived about 3 miles away from the church. No vehicle. We had one service on Sunday, one service on Wednesday night, and he never missed a service. He walked 3 miles to church, 3 miles back, never missed a service, was never late. One of the first people that Roy led to Christ in Argentina, one of the first church members. He walked the whole time. One question Roy asked me when he was there? He goes, "If we were in America, how many of you think Americans would walk 3 miles to church, 3 miles back, never be late, never miss a service?" It's easy. It's easy when we can jump on the freeway, fly along 70 miles an hour, and get wherever we need to go. It's easy. But Job found this trial in his life. He lost everything. He physically lost everything in his life. Satan took it all from him, took everything from him. It's easy to serve the Lord when we have everything. It changed my life. I'm so glad that God allowed me to be a missionary in Argentina. And I realized poor poverty is real in other places. It's real in other places. The Argentine government said a family of four should be able to live on 6 pesos a day. Per person. That's $1, 6 pesos. At the time when I was there, I don't know what it was when she was there, but when we were there, it was $1 was 6 pesos. So the government would give you 6 pesos a day per child, per family member. So the government in Argentina essentially said, it's okay, a family can live on $4 a day in Argentina. $4 a day. We don't know what it means to struggle so many times. But here was Job. He lost everything. But second of all, he lost his family. Lost his family. The Bible says there in verse number 16. While he was yet speaking, there came also another and said, The fire of God has fallen upon heaven, has burned up the sheep and the servants, and consumed them, and I only am escaped alone to tell thee. While he was yet speaking, there came another and said, The Chaldeans made out 3 bands and fell upon the camels and have carried them away, yea, and slain the servants with the edge of the sword, and I only escaped alone to tell thee. While he was just speaking, there came also another and said, Thy sons and thy daughters were eating and drinking and wine in their eldest brother's house, and behold, there came a great wind from the wilderness and smote the four corners of the house, and it fell upon the young men, and they are dead, and I only am escaped alone to tell thee. He lost everything. lost his family, lost everything, all in one fell swoop. I wonder how many Christians that were in Florida lost everything. But from what I hear, the churches are still full. They're still meeting. When we lose everything, it's easy to serve the Lord when our children are here sitting next to us at church. It's easy to serve the Lord. But what about when you lose? What about when you lose? I look back to Argentina and I remember my almost five-year-old daughter gasping for air. She died upon an ER table in Argentina. Passed away. I lost my baby in Argentina. And I had one pastor ask me, what are you going to do now? And I said, we're going to serve the Lord. We're going to serve the Lord. What happens when we lose our family? What happens when we do those things? It's easy to serve the Lord. But it's hard to serve the Lord when things are taken from us. But what do? And Satan knows that as soon as I take people's family members, they'll quit. As soon as I take their things from them, they'll quit. Verse 20, and then Job arose and rent his mantle and shaved his head and fell upon the ground and worshipped. He said, naked came out of my mother's womb, and naked shall I return thither. The Lord gave, and the Lord had taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I want you to understand here, that word, blessed be the name of the Lord, is the literal first part of curse God. In other words, to bless him and to depart from him, to bless him in a sarcastic way as you ditch the person, as you leave them, as you go away from them, as you leave them for good. But Job said, no, I'm not going to do that. In fact, I'm going to bless the Lord and worship him even more than I did when I had everything. Even more than I did when I had all of my children, when I had all of my cattle, when I had all of my sheep, when I had all of my camels, when I had everything, I'll serve the Lord even more now. Rather than curse him and leave, he spent more time worshiping God. Verse number 22. And in all this Job sinned not, nor charged God foolishly. And that's an interesting word. When you look back to our text, you look back to verse number 11, Satan said he'll curse thee to thy face, but however, God says that Job charged God not foolishly. It's a different word. This word charge here means to be given, to be bestowed in a foolish way. In other words, here he was and he didn't blame God for his problems. He didn't say, God, this is all your fault. He didn't say, God, I don't understand what's happening. If God is such a loving God, why does he allow these things to happen? He didn't charge God foolishly. It's foolish to charge God for those things. It's foolish to do those things. In other words, he didn't let God know that what had happened and what had gone wrong was God's fault, that God was unjust. I've been in folks' homes and sat in their homes as a pastor, and people sat there and said, I'm never coming back to church because this has happened in my life and it's just not fair. They charged God foolishly. And Satan thought, I know I can get Job to do it. If I take his livelihood, if I attack his family, he'll do it. We can think back to H.G. Spafford as he wrote it as well with my soul. And in the Bible, the story of H.G. Spafford is his family was gone in a ship in a storm. And then as he was on another ship going over the same place where his family went down in the seas, he wrote the song, It Is Well With My Soul. It's well with my soul. But Satan understood and Satan thought full well that just like so many other people, as soon as God allows me to attack their livelihood, as soon as they face some family tragedy, as soon as they face some family difficulties, as soon as they face some family trials, some financial trials, some hardships in life, they'll turn from you, Lord. They'll turn from you. But that didn't work. That didn't work at all. I love verse number 2. You got to get the humor in the Bible. You got to get the humor in the Bible. Verse number 1 of chapter 2. And again there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan came also among them to present himself before the Lord. So everything's already happened. And the Lord said unto Satan, from whence comest thou? He And he said, Satan answered the Lord and said, from going to and fro in the earth and from walking up and down in it. And the Lord said unto Satan, hast thou considered my servant Job? There's none like him in the earth, a perfect and upright man, one that feareth God and escheweth evil. And I love this. You ought to underline this in your Bible. And still he holdeth fast his integrity. Wow. I just can't get the humor. So God's sitting there in his throne. Satan comes. I just, in my vernacular, what you doing? Hey, you remember? You remember Job? He's a good guy, ain't he? He's still serving the Lord. He's still faithful. He got nothing. His family's gone. But look where he is. Still on his hands and knees, on his face before the Lord, still worshiping me. Still serving me. And you can just see, like in the cartoons when people get mad and steam starts coming out there. I can just imagine Satan is hot. He's been proven wrong. Don't you love it? There's times when you get really, times when you've just been really proud of your kids? I loved it when people came up to me at restaurants and said, man, your kids are so well behaved. I'm so proud of your children. My kids hardly ever got dessert, but sometimes they got dessert when that happened. I love it. I can just, here's the Lord. I can just imagine, the Lord did this with the biggest smile on his face. Hey, look at him. Look at him. Still faithful. Still serving the Lord. Still happy. Still singing God's praises. Satan wasn't done. Verse 4, chapter 2. And Satan answered the Lord and said, skin for skin, yea, all that a man hath will he give for his life. Put forth thine hand now and touch his bone and his flesh, and he'll curse thee to thy face. Same phrase. And the Lord said unto Satan, behold, he's in thine hand, but save his life. Just real quickly, just for a point of information, Lord, Satan can't do anything to you but what God allows. As long as you're right with God, you're invincible. Anything that ever happens to you, it's because God allowed it to happen to you. Satan couldn't kill him, couldn't take his life, but God, thirdly, God allowed him to attack his health. Allowed him to attack his health. So Satan came and smote Job with boils. And now he had to use a potsherd, a broken piece of pottery, to scrape himself withal and sat down among the ashes. It was a medical way to help relieve the pain and discomfort from him. He was smitten with sore boils and forced to scrape himself in the ashes. He's a man alone now. His wife is he's still married. We'll see later on in Job that he has more children. But here he's essentially alone in his health and his time there, and he's there. Verse number 4, skin for skin, yea, all that a man hath will he give for his life. You can look back to Acts chapter 7, verse 60, as Stephen was being stoned and he was about to lose his life, and all he had to do was turn from the God that he preached, but yet rather Stephen kneeled down and he said, Lord, forgive them, for they know not what they do. He retained his integrity. He served the God faithfully. I know, folks, unfortunately, that have not retained their integrity. Haven't retained their integrity. It's an unfortunate fact that many churches go through 5 to 10 year cycles. Every 5 to 10 years, their membership kind of shifts. Some because they move, some because of other reasons, but many times it's because folks didn't, let's just be honest, retain their integrity. How frustrating it would have been for Satan again to hear Job's response. This is awesome. Verse number 10. Thou speakest as one of the foolish women, talking to his wife. She didn't retain her integrity, and she charged God foolishly. What, shall I receive good at the hand of God, and shall we not also receive evil? In all of this, did not Job sin with his lips? Oh my goodness, how much frustrating it must have been for Satan. I did everything. It turned so many other people, but it didn't work on Job. It didn't work on him. How frustrating it must have been. How frustrating for Satan to find that Job could not be bought. He could not be dissuaded. There was no cost too high. There was no tragedy too great. There was no trial too tough. There was no price too high to pay that could cause Job to give up on his God. There are many Christians today that have faced the same thing as Satan and have had a different result. God desires for each one of us to choose to be like Job. Choose to be like him. I like history and I like to read old history. I like movies that are historically accurate. I like movies like that where they tell the history of the movie. Even if it's bad history, history is history. Whether you want to change it or not, history is history. It happened. I like to do that. And going back to World War II and the POWs and what some of the American POWs suffered through and went through, and they never turned on their country. They came back to their country, and many of them, they retained their integrity. Those are the real heroes of the war. They went through trials. They went through testing. They went through hardship. And they returned many heroes who retained their integrity, never giving in on their country, never turning on their flag, never turning on their people. It's really easy to be patriotic in the military that if you never leave the country, you never fight any battles, you never do anything. It's really easy to be patriotic then. But my brothers fought before. That's a whole different thing. Whole different thing. But what about you, Christian? When God allows the trials to come in your life, then they will. You're going to curse God to his face, or you say, nope, nope, I will retain my integrity. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Lord Jesus, thank you so much for the example and testimony of Job. What a powerful testimony he was. Lord, Satan attacked him in the exact same attacks that he gives to us today. Or if you allow him, he'll attack our finances, he'll attack our families, he'll attack our homes, he'll attack our livelihood. He'll do anything he can. No cost is too high for Satan. He'll pay any cost it takes to take a Christian out of church. He'll pay any cost to take a Christian out of their testimony. He'll take any cost to get any Christian to curse God to his face. It doesn't matter to him. Lord, he offered Jesus Christ everything, but Christ remained and retained his integrity. Lord, help us as Christians to make the same commitment. Lord, I desire for you to be able to look down on my life and have the Lord say the same thing. Hast thou considered my servant, Edward? What a blessing that would be. We ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.